Lesson 4. The correct configuration of a finishing school.
My goodness, said Sophronia. It looks like a caterpillar that is overeaten.
And it did. It wasn't so much a dirigible as three dirigibles mashed together to form one long chain of oblong inflated balloons. Below them dangled a multi-level series of decks, most open to the air, but some closed off, with windows reflecting back the dying sun. At the back, a colossal set of propellers churned slowly, and above them billowed a massive sail, probably more for guidance than propulsion. A great quantity of steam wafted out from below the lower back decks, floating away to join the mist as if responsible for creating it. Black smoke puffed sedately out of three tall smokestacks. Sophronia was enchanted. It was the most fascinating thing she had ever seen, and entirely unlike any of the finishing schools she had ever heard of, which were mostly, according to her sisters, inside castles in Switzerland. She did not, however, want to admit to being enchanted, as this seemed childish. So instead she said casually,
"It's much bigger than I expected." "It's very high up, isn't it?" added Dimity nervously.
As the carriage drew closer, Sophronia realised that the floating academy was moving much faster than she had initially thought. It was probably riding the stiff wind that seemed to rush over Dartmoor constantly, tilting small trees into lopsidedness. Just when she thought they might actually catch it, the horses screamed in terror and the carriage jerked to a stop. The door burst open. A young man stood before them. He was a tall, swarthy fellow of the type that Petunia would swoon over, rakishly handsome in a floppy way. He was wearing a black silk top hat and a greatcoat that covered him from neck to ankle. Papa would call him a young blunt in a disgusted tone of voice. Sophronia was briefly afraid that this was some new form of flywayman, except that he wore no goggles and was grinning at them.